every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings. With the Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. What we're going to be talking about on this show today, because he had a scoop. We got a lot to talk about here today. It is Wednesday on the show, and you know what that means. We got AEW Dynamite coming up tonight. And as far as I know, we still only have two matches. So, if that's changed, somebody let me know. We actually have... funny, next week's NXT, we have five matches. We still only have two for tonight's Dynamite. We'll talk about that, plus all of the news, including, yes, if you got a ticket to go to All Out, and you're flying in the day of the show, well, they changed the start time. So we'll talk about that here on the program today. They've also announced, it is official, they will be streaming AEW pay-per-views on Max, and Max subscribers will get a discount. So we'll tell you what you're going to pay if you are a Max subscriber. We got an update on AJ Lee, Nick Hogan suing Bubba the Love Sponge. We got SmackDown doing a record low, I believe, a very low number. Lowest since moving to USA. And the lowest overall since November of 2023. Holy smokes. And we've got the NXT TV report from last night. And in the final segment of the show, it's book week. Tara Calloway joins us here today to talk her children's book. So we got a lot to get into. Filthy Tom is going to be joining us. And you can join us as 425-780-7566 is the phone number. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com, F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and a Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom's here. Oh, the chat. Well, if you haven't heard, AEW has changed the start time for All Out because WWE is running the same day. AEW is moving the start time. It'll no longer go head-to-head with WrestlePalooza. The main card will now begin at 3 Eastern, noon Pacific. Most of the show will have already happened by the time WWE's show begins at 7 Eastern. The original start time was scheduled to be 8. Sources that Fightful spoke to and AEW said the afternoon pay-per-view success of Forbidden Door helped contribute to the decision, which had been discussed for weeks. And so they are no longer going head-to-head. And, obviously part of this is because of concern that, you know, the WWE show will take away from AEW pay-per-view buys, which I don't believe is going to happen. And, you and Dave both predicted that the show was going to do under 100,000 as a result of this. You, although, were on the fence. 99,999, I believe, was your prediction. So now we're never going to know because, I think they're going to do what they were going to do anyway. But the one thing about this that I don't like is there's a lot of people that fly in day of the show and they're screwed. It's actually, there's a lot of them on social media right now that are upset that they may not be able to make the show now because they got their tickets and now the start time has been moved. So, the other thing is there's no guarantee that, WWE isn't going to move their show. So, anyway, it's been done. What's done is done. It is now at 3 Eastern. I think they should have just stuck to their start time. They would have been fine. But, people are going to argue and argue and argue when the show does well that it wouldn't have done well at the other time. But you know what? We don't know. We're never going to know. So I'm going to have to deal with that for the next month, but whatever. So that's the new start time. So there you go. You want to rescind your prediction or still 99,999?
What was the number for the last pay-per-view? Do you know it off the top of your head?
I don't have it off the top of my head. Probably trying to find it. But
I'll say 130.
Now you're going up to 130?
Yeah.
All right. There you go. 130. It might do. I mean, it's probably going to do 130. I said 110 at the lowest if it went head-to-head with WWE. But alas, now we shall never know. So,
where's the WWE show? Indianapolis? Is that right?
I think this guy goes, it's WWE's fault. These fans aren't going to make the show because they flew in early. I didn't know WWE moved the start time. Tony moved the start time. It's WWE's fault they're going to miss the show. That's incredible. So anyway, what was that?
Where's the WWE show?
Where is WrestlePalooza?
I said Indianapolis. Is that correct?
I think it might be, yeah. WrestlePalooza's in Toronto.
Excuse me, no, it's not.
Yeti, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if WWE booked the show on the same day. The person who moved the show was Tony. So it's not, he didn't have to move the show. Do you understand? He didn't have to move the show. Nobody forced him to move the show. He made that decision to move the show. So do not blame WWE. You can say, hey, that's not very nice that they decided to run a show on the same day. You're, of course, welcome to say that. But, like, you can't say they are the ones responsible for AEW fans that decided to fly in the same day not getting to the show now. Golly. This is just crazy. You know, you can now get AEW pay-per-views on Max. It's finally happened. AEW pay-per-views will soon be announced, or will soon be available. They announced in a press release. The events will be available to buy starting this Friday for U.S.-based HBO Max subscribers. So if you're a subscriber to Max, you can get the pay-per-views on Max for $39.99. If you buy on Amazon Prime, YouTube TV, pay-per-view, linear TV, pay-per-view.com, it will remain $49.99. So you save $10 as a Max subscriber to now buy the pay-per-views on Max. After you buy, the pay-per-views will be available exclusively for 6 months. And after 6 months, it'll be available to all HBO Max subscribers. The pay-per-views will be ad-free, with all marketing and promotions of AEW pay-per-view events primarily centered on HBO Max. So, it does add that purchase and access to pay-per-view content may vary by subscription provider, which means the ability to purchase pay-per-views will vary depending on where you purchase the subscription. So presumably, like, if you signed up for HBO Max, like maybe through Apple, they may charge you extra. But there you go.
One place you will not be able to watch them any longer is Stream East. The big streaming.
Yeah, some people are upset that Stream East
shut
is
down.
What is that? A pirate site?
It is a pirate site, but not like the cool kind of pirate like Kairi Sane, but or is it Io Sky? Which one? Which one of them was a pirate?
It's Kairi, and you okay. Totally screwed up your own joke.
I had it right. Excellent. Yeah. Not that kind of pirate, Brian. Wink wink. But it said, yeah, like the Pirate Bay style streaming site. Stream East, no longer. Two blokes from Egypt, I think.
You know, I got more news here. So, you know, it's funny. You know, I got heat from fans the other day for having the temerity to announce that AJ Lee and CM Punk versus Seth and Becky was planned for WrestlePalooza.
How could you ruin it for that?
People got so mad at me. And it's like, bro, did you watch Raw? I mean, they practically told you. Like, okay, on Sunday, Seth told CM Punk, I hate your family. You think he was talking about Larry? I mean, he probably was, but there's a reason he said, I hate your family.
I thought he was talking about Gallows and Serena Deeb.
Then on Monday, the fans chant AJ Lee's name. And how many times before CM Punk worked for WWE did the fans chant CM Punk's name and whoever was in the ring turned and went, he don't work here? Never. They ignore it. But both times that they chanted AJ Lee's name, Becky specifically turned to the crowd and said, she doesn't work here. CM Punk, after getting slapped, then said, I'm going to make your father, or I'm going to make your husband pay, and you are going to pay for slapping me, or whatever he said. And then he had the meeting with Adam Pearce, and he was like, SmackDown's in Chicago? Great. Brother, they told you what's happening. Why are we being so stubborn? So anyway, if you're mad at me, maybe you can get mad at the WWE social media account as well. As somebody tweeted to the WWE shop Twitter, when's the new AJ merchandise going to come out? And the Twitter actually responded, with AJ Lee's return to the ring, we are looking to have some gear hopefully in time for WrestlePalooza. Be sure you're signed up for emails to get the latest updates on new live inventory. Happy shopping. This was quickly pulled, but now you can get mad at WWE Shop as well, because they apparently also spoiled everyone's fun. That's someone building a roof next door, by the way. Golly. You hear that?
I do.
Bro, at 8 o'clock this morning, they started throwing pieces of the roof off the roof to the cement. Just this clang! 8 o'clock in the morning. I got a Dave show tonight. I'm going to be up till 2:30, and I'm going to start throwing crap off the roof at 8. Back in a moment, Observer Live!
You deserve it.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. And hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Ah, I'm back here in the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I love that. God, who cares?
Exasperated.
All I hear from people is like, AEW needs to stand up for themselves. They need to fight. And they just move the start time. I don't know. Hey, listen, maybe it'll make an enormous difference. I don't think it's going to make any difference whatsoever. The same number of people are going to buy, whether it is at 3 o'clock or whether it's at 7 o'clock.
That's not true.
It is. Stop.
No, not when it's head-to-head with WrestlePalooza.
Why? Do you know anything about AEW fans, dude? We're talking 130,000 of, like, the most hardcore sickos. You're telling me that they're going to be into the all-out card. And, like, the day is going to come for them to watch their favorite show on pay-per-view. But they're going to say, you know what? Nah. I'm going to watch Brock. Like, do you know anything about the AEW fans? None of them are going to do that. Is anybody on the chat, were you going to buy AEW, but if they went head-to-head, you're going to be like, nah, I'd rather watch Brock and Cena. Is there one person on the chat? Anybody?
If I was presented with the choice, I was a non being paid to watch customer, I would pick one, and it would...
Because you're not one of the 130,000 to 170,000 sickos. Dude, do you realize when a big WWE pay-per-view goes head-to-head with Collision? Collision! Literally the most nothing happening television show that they do. With all due respect, but like, it is. Dynamite is the A show for television. The pay-per-views are bigger than Dynamite. Collision is in third place, okay? You put a Collision show head-to-head with WWE, and people, there's still going to be 300,000 people that are going to watch Collision. But you're telling me if you put a pay-per-view with a marquee lineup head-to-head with a WWE show, you ain't going to get 130,000 people to buy it? No. Especially because you can buy it and watch it, and then later go back and watch AJ and John Cena and Brock Lesnar. We're talking the AEW hardcore sickos that buy pay-per-view. It's not dropping below 100,000 because Brock Lesnar is on the other channel. It's not. Now we'll never know. I wish it would have happened so we could at least put it to bed. Now I'm going to have to hear for years, it would have died. It would have died. We don't know that. It has to happen for us to know. It hasn't happened. You love just winding me up, don't you?
I
golly.
Said damn near nothing.
Golly.
You wound yourself
just
up.
Just wind me up. Let me go. Hey, are you going to go all these T-Mobile shows? Since you're such a big fan? They made a new deal.
I'm a shareholder.
Two WWE events, Brian, and four UFC events every year at the T-Mobile for TKO. So, yeah.
Well, the UFC's been doing that for years. They're one of the tenants of the building along with the Golden Knights.
Yeah.
So, big surprise there. But, hey, now we've got these two WWE shows locked in every year as well.
Clash in Paris died, or the SmackDown show. Was there a WWE PLE head-to-head with SmackDown? Was that the problem? 1.147 million viewers. This is the lowest number for a SmackDown since November 24, 2023 when it was moved to FS1. That's pretty bad.
I believe college football started last week.
0.28 in 18 to 49.
I know that traditionally a show being taped doesn't really make a big difference, but I found other means of watching that show because it was on during the middle of the day and I wanted to get it over with. So, you know, I think maybe other people in that same boat as me and just chose to do something else, as well as the fact that, you know, you're getting ready to watch 4 or 5 hours of Clash in Paris anyways.
I do actually. Well, I would say I barely pay any attention to the SmackDown before a PLE because it is a lame duck show. Although that SmackDown, the Sami Zayn title win was actually great. But I do think that sometimes when there's so much wrestling to watch for the weekend, people will skip like weekend shows. Like TV shows, guys. You get it? TV shows. You know, people watch Collision? Collision died a death. You know what they did?
No.
A .04 and 195,000 viewers.
You just got done saying there's always going to be 300,000 people watching Collision no matter what.
195,000 people still watched Collision come hell or high water. You're telling me 130 of those aren't going to buy?
It's now dropped 100,000 people in the last 3 minutes.
It did. It died. But they still got 195,000 people. So you're telling me 130,000 sickos ain't going to buy that pay-per-view if it's going head-to-head with Brock? Incorrect. Incorrect-a-mundo.
I wish I could headbutt this microphone.
Do it. You ain't breaking that mic. Your head will break before that microphone.
God.
Dude, it's made of steel! You idiot. God. Hey, what'd you think of NXT?
You should have asked me about 20 seconds ago when I remembered anything.
I actually thought the show was pretty good.
I thought it was, you know, it's like a by-the-numbers NXT show because...
No, it was better than that.
No, listen, because they do the same angle in the main event scene all the time now. It's, we're going to have four people in there against Dark State. They're all going to team up. Then they're going to fight each other. All the women are fighting amongst themselves, bickering. There's people showing up who I've never seen before in my life, and they're showing video packages of them on NXT from 2 months ago in a match we're supposed to remember.
I gotta say,
it was an NXT show.
I gotta say, the main event. We don't have time to review the whole show. We'll do it tomorrow with Vinny. But Dark State has that guy that's always talking about butts. You know that guy?
Yeah.
I think they figured out we're killing this guy's career because they did a whole. They actually did a really good video package for Dark State. And he didn't mention butts once. So I think they figured out, okay, it was funny for a while, but now no one can take this group seriously. So the problem is, I can't see the guy without thinking that he's the butt guy. That's all he likes to talk about in his promos. So the end of this, it was Dark State versus Oba, Ricky, Hank, and Tank, okay? So Oba and Ricky end up brawling to the back because they're going to have a title match. They got in a fight. And so Hank and Tank are alone against all four of Dark State, okay? So it comes down, like everyone gets laid out or whatever, even though it's 4-on-2, like everyone's kind of laid out, and Hank is alone in the ring with the butt guy. I think his name is Cutler. And Cutler's got him, I think he's got him in like a chin lock.
Are you sure it's not Butler?
It might be Butler. But anyway, he's got him like a chin lock. Like, during the like climax of the main event, so to speak. He has him in a chin lock, okay? And he yells, "Nobody can save you now!" And Hank's like struggling in the chin lock, and he looks this way, and he looks this way, and then he goes, "Joe Hendry!" And he said his name, so they hit Joe Hendry's music, and he pops up on the apron. And, you know, the butt guy is distracted, and Hank and Tank end up hitting the Hong Kong, and they pin him. I was like, that was the dumbest finish, but it was freaking awesome. Like, it was this. You know why it was great? Because
no.
Some of you.
I'm not aware, please.
Some of you.
Enlighten me.
I will. Some of you have forgotten why we all fell in love with professional wrestling. Okay? It's because at the end of the day, Professional wrestling is unlike anything else in the world, okay? There's nothing like pro wrestling, nothing exactly like it. And sometimes something happens that could only happen in professional wrestling. And this was it. It was freaking preposterous. But like, it was one of those things in professional wrestling canon that happens. Say his name and he appears. The crowd went wild for this spot. And the babyfaces ended up using this distraction to win a 2-on-4 battle against these four geeks. It was awesome. I will hear no arguments, Tom. None for this finish. Loved it.
You're entitled to your opinion.
I am. My opinion is entitled to be all right. They're doing a great job with Josh Briggs. I think they're doing a good job with him.
Crowd hates this guy.
Oh, my God. He's like the Don Callis of NXT. He is hated. Not only during promos, but they were singing during his match for him to go home. Just wanted this guy to leave. They hate him. We had a Trick Williams segment with DIY, which was...
That was weird.
Bizarre.
DIY came back, and Gargano and Ciampa are baby faces.
Yeah, and then they beat up Trick 2-on-1. So we vowed to take him out next week. We had the return of Javon, who was also killed by Briggs. This Briggs is so hated. It made the whole thing better.
Oh,
hey,
Brian.
We got a fun thing coming up after the break. We got to go to the break, Tom. Tell us very quickly, Tara Calloway.
Yeah, Tara Calloway coming up. The author of the book, My Daddy is a Wrestler. Join us in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us, and we are very happy today to be joined by Tara Calloway, who is here to talk about a great little book, My Daddy is a Wrestler, which... I guess tell us about the book. We'll start with that, and then Tom's got a lot of questions as well.
Yeah, of course. So I decided to put this book together because my husband, Jeff Cannonball, was recently diagnosed with ALS. And the very harsh reality is that my son, who's not even two, will be growing up without a father. And I wanted something that my husband could enjoy with him now, and then my son could then enjoy later, you know, in life, to be able to just, like, cherish, like, this was my dad. And hopefully, you know, in the future, read to his children as well.
Yeah, Tara, I've read the book a few times. Thanks for coming on the show, by the way. I realized during the break, the guests come on. The people at home don't know this, but the guests come on, and they can't hear me, so they have to talk only to Brian, which makes me feel pretty dumb sometimes because I'm talking to myself over there. But I've read the book a few times, and obviously, you know, I'm somebody who's on the inside of the business. I can relate to this in a lot of ways, but I told you this, you know, via a message, but my biggest complaint after reading the book a few times is that it's not longer, you know, 21 pages that are illustrated by a guy named Extra Cooler. That's not his actual name, but I'd like to give him some props out there as well. You can check him out on Instagram, I believe, at Extra Cooler. But how did you get in touch with him in order to do the illustrations? I noticed he's done a few other projects. You can find S is for Suplex on Amazon, but can you talk a little bit about how you got in touch with Extra Cooler to do the illustrations?
Absolutely. I had posted on Twitter because Twitter is the only social media that my husband does not have. And so I didn't want him to know that I was doing this. So I posted on Twitter, does anyone know any artists like that match this style? And I put a few different types of like styles in the post that could help me with a project. And a few people had tagged Extra Cooler, and I actually have some artwork of his up in my house right now. And I was like, oh, like, that actually might work. Like, let me reach out to him. And so I explained to him what I was doing, and without any hesitation, he was like, yep, we're doing it. Let's do it. So I hired him, and for about 2 months, we went back and forth with ideas and art, like, sketches and then coloring and everything. So it took about 2 months of working with him, but it came out better than I could have ever imagined.
Yeah. Is that 2 months of like writing on your end as well? Or is that, you know, kind of 2 months for the illustrator to do their work? I would imagine, I mean, drawing each picture has got to take, I don't even know, hours, days. I don't know. Brian, do you know anything about that process, about drawing for a book?
Well, I think that when you're this good, he probably banged about 10 minutes. Right. Appears to be very talented. This is the excellent illustrations here. And an uncanny likeness, I might add.
I will say, it's unmistakably Jeff.
Yes.
It's wonderful. But yeah, it was 2 months of just the art. The writing portion took me about a month because I would question everything I was writing and would be like, oh, that's not good. I shouldn't do that. Let me try this instead. So that took like a month of me going back and forth. And even after I had gotten some of the artwork back, I changed some of the words to fit the artwork better than what I had originally written. So it, I guess overall, was a 3-month process.
You know, I wrote a couple of books, and it is a long process. And I also, when I was younger, did a bunch of, we did some short films where we kind of filmed everything and edited. We did it all by ourselves. And I remember in both cases, it's like you go over it and you change this and you change this and you go over it. And by the end, I remember always just thinking, I have no idea if this is any good now. I have absolutely no idea. Did you have that feeling by the end of changing like one word 50 times?
I still have that feeling because as of right now, outside of like Jeff's immediate family, the only person who has read this book is Tom. So the books are just now being shipped out from the publisher. And so now people are going to start seeing it and start reading it. And like, I just have this giant like rock in my chest being like, it's not good. Like, you should have changed this. You should have done this differently. You should have been better. Like, so now it's just, I guess it's a waiting game for people to read it and actually tell me if it's good or not.
So hold on a second. I read this book. Tom gave it to me. Yes, I was unaware that like it's not out yet.
Yeah, I put it up for sale a week and a half ago. I sold almost 100 copies, but it is only now shipping from the publisher because it's being printed on demand since I'm a self-published author. Yeah, so people will start getting it in the mail at the end of this week, and so it's a waiting game, and I'm terrified.
I think this book is great, and I'm not just telling you that, but I Tom and I are both wrestlers and we also got kids.
Yeah,
and I
haven't, but we have not spoken about this book.
No,
I didn't know you even read it. I sent it to
you. Sent it to me. Of course I read it.
Yeah, I know, that's why I figured you didn't read it.
No, of course I read it. But yes, this is a book I would happily read to my children as well, because they don't know anything about anything. So, you know, this would be helpful to at least tell them a little bit about what wrestling is. One of them has gone to 2 live shows, but that's all she's ever done in terms of wrestling. So I would happily read this to my children. I think you did an exceptional job.
Oh, thank you.
Now, are there any plans like once? So these are paper copies being shipped out, correct?
A hardcover as well.
Sorry. Well, yes, exactly.
Sorry to jump in. Go ahead, Tara.
Yeah, we have hard copy and paperback being shipped out.
Now, are you thinking of doing a digital version as well at some point?
I think once the initial sales of the physical book start to slow down, I will then put it up as a digital. I love holding it. I love seeing other people hold it. I want it to be like physically out there, but I understand most things are digital nowadays, so I will end up putting it up as a digital in the future, but for right now I love the feeling of holding it.
It is something special to get that actual physical copy of the book, is it not?
It really is. I still have the first one that I got, like this is the proof copy that I got. It's with me all the time. Like, I don't ever want to, like, I don't want to put it somewhere and it get lost. I want it at all times. Cause it's like my pride and joy. Other than my child, it's my pride and joy.
Even as a reader, you know, I much prefer like the physical copies. I think it adds so much to the overall feel and character of a book. You can gain a lot just from kind of understanding a book based on its size, you know, what's on the cover, the color scheme. There's so many things, you know, that just add to the physical copy that I love, even though, you know, I've only read the digital copy so far. So when this show is over, I guess in about 12 minutes, we'll make sure to go and pick up the hardcover copy as well, since I love it so much. Now, Tara,
well, hold on. Tell us where we can get the hardcover.
Well, that's what I was getting to.
Oh, sorry. I never know if you're competent.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
We're just having an open argument on air here.
Yes.
I'm a very detail-oriented person, so I have the book up on my husband's website. If you go to just jeffcannonball.com, it has everything about like what ALS is, has like his GoFundMe and ways you could support. But right in the middle on other ways to support is the book. It goes directly to me, and I ship them. I have them shipped out from the publisher, and yeah, jeffcannonball.com is just the easiest way to find it and to support us and to support Jeff, which is all I ever want anyone to do is to support him.
How is he doing?
He's keeping his spirits up. We got the diagnosis in May, and since May has lost most of the ability to walk, unassisted. He can no longer use his hands. He can barely use his arms. And talking has become kind of an issue. So he is unfortunately not going as well as we had hoped. And the doctors were kind of a little thrown off that he is, declining as quickly as he is. But he is being very optimistic, very happy. He's enjoying the time with me and my son, and I'm forcing him to get out of the house to go to all these random things to spend time with family and friends. And so he's surrounded by a lot of love and doing the best he can.
Yeah, and I mean, there's been an outcrying of support. If you go on social media, you know, every single day you'll see people, you know, talking about Jeff, given their memories. Sometimes it's about something as simple as drinking some of the most disgusting sodas I've ever had the mispleasure of hearing about. I think I remember watching him drink like a blue cheese soda.
Oh, those things. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a great number of short soda reviews that you can find on social media from Jeff Cannonball that, you know, I'm sure your son Milo will love seeing in the future when he grows up, but he can understand just how putrid some of those sodas like Moxie and the other things that Jeff was drinking are. But there's also been, I believe, is there a show coming up? Do I have the dates wrong? I mean, there's so many independent shows, but.
Yes. In September. It is September. Where did the time go? In 2 weeks, September 14th in New Providence, New Jersey. It's called Cannonball Fest. It's a show being put on by Joey Janela. And it is in the high school that Jeff went to.
Wow.
And in his hometown. His entire family still lives there. So it's definitely a very, like, special thing. I, for some dumb reason, decided to come out of retirement after 2.5 years, and I'm also going to wrestle for my husband's amusement. So it's gonna be fun, and it's honestly just such a special night, and I'm so excited.
Do you know who you're wrestling?
I'm wrestling, see if I can get this name right, the Legion of Incoherent Rot. So Ultramantis Black, Frightmare, Hollow Wicked, Delirious, and the Bateri.
Wait, you're wrestling five people?
It's gonna be a tag match.
Oh! Oh my God. I was like, is this a gauntlet?
That would be awful.
Holy smokes.
It is five. I have mystery of tag partners that will be at the show.
I think that's a rare wrestling appearance by Delirious as well.
Yeah, I honestly can't remember the last time I've seen him on a show, but I'm excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I've been in the ring with all of the others, so I'm excited to rehash some of that.
All right, well, stand by. We're going to do a quick break, and we'll come back and plug jeffcannonball.com again. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, as well as Tara Calloway. We're talking, what? Yes, I'm sorry, Filthy Tom Lawler. I was distracted. I was in the middle of buying the book, is what I'm actually doing right now. So let's get the plugs in. Tara, tell us about JeffCannonball.com, the book, how you can order it, and also the September 14th Cannonball Fest.
Yep, so if you go to JeffCannonball.com, you can see all of the links on how to support him and donate towards our medical needs and all of that. And then as you go down the page, you can see where the book is on sale. You just have to hit buy the book. And then directly underneath that is a list of events where the proceeds will be benefiting Jeff. And it has all the information on Cannonball Fest as well as a link to the tickets.
And that, of course, is coming up on September 14th and actually in his high school that he went to.
Yep.
Wow. Holy smokes. So is he going to be, how far is that from where you're at?
It's only about 25 minutes or so. He will be there. The whole family will be there. It's going to be a very large group of Italians just cheering him on.
Who else is scheduled for the show, Tara?
We have, of course, Joey Janela. There is Wheeler Yuta, Willow Nightingale, Megan Bain. Of course, all of my opponents that I named earlier. There's quite a few that, of course, now I can't remember off the top of my head. But
yeah,
there are just going to be a lot of fun people and a lot of good surprises.
Yeah. And most importantly, Jeff Cannonball himself.
That's right. That's right. Well, hey, listen, we want to thank you so much for doing the show today. We very much appreciate it. We're totally out of time, but everybody can head up to jeffcannonball.com. You can buy the book. There's merchandise, Amazon wish list, information on Cannonball Fest. Thanks so much for doing the show, and best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much for having me.
And, of course, we're out of time, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. Back in an hour, After Dark Radio. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.